All right, nice to have you back with us. We welcome Susan Slusser of the Chronicle, who covers the Giants on the beat. And, Susan, a pleasure to have you on with us on this Memorial Day. How are you?
I'm great. How are you guys? It's so nice to be with you.
Yeah, it's nice to have you back up in the Bay Area. And I'll start off with this. What a weekend, huh? I mean, it looked like everyone said, well, win Thursday night because it's an opener, and then hold on to your seatbelt. But it was just the opposite.
Yeah, it really, you know, they showed something. They really did after getting swept at home and then losing that first game on Thursday. You know, a team really could kind of go into a spiral at that point. You know, there's still questions about the Giants. I don't think there are a ton of believers out there, certainly in, you know, maybe the national press or pundits. They really, you know, they came through. And look at the trio of starters that they wound up beating, or at least the starts that they made, that they won those games. And Kershaw yesterday, he's not the same Clayton Kershaw he was 5 years ago, 6 years ago, but he's still very good. And they went at him right away, and it was successful. So a lot to like, really. The whole road trip. Gabe Kapler was really quick to emphasize that last night when I asked about it. He said, yeah, let's talk about the whole road trip, not just the 3 of 4 in L.A. It was they're doing some very good things right now.
Hi, Susan. Nice to have you on with Talking Baseball today on a pregame show. Interleague play comes to Oracle Park, and I know how you love to watch National League pitchers bat, but it definitely changes no DH. And what does that do? Ohtani is out of the lineup. I know you got to watch him here and there in the past few years. Tell us your impressions about this young athlete.
Oh, my gosh. He might be my favorite player to watch in baseball. I'm not alone. That's a fairly common phenomenon right now, I think. But, you know, the A's always seem to be the team that a lot of the big-name Japanese players debut against. And he took it to them right from the get-go. I think they faced him twice. He was completely dominant in his rookie year against them with the bat and with his arm. So they've seen it for a long time. He is a special player. Now, you're right. It's probably going to be limited at bats for him in this series, but still, I mean, if people can't get excited about Shohei Ohtani, they're watching the wrong sport, because I think he's the future of baseball. I think we're going to see more and more athletes pursuing baseball with the potential of pitching and hitting. I think it's absolutely wonderful what it's doing. He's inspiring, and you know, it's fast too. Like, everything he does, he's great at everything. If there could be a player who's more than a five-tool player, it's him.
So, Susan, what is it with that? You've been down this road so many times. We've seen the A's do this and grind out at bats and get the walks, hit home runs, good starting pitching. What is it about this Giants team? It reminds me of the A's of the early 2000s. Does it ring that way
with
you?
Absolutely. Great call. And maybe like a little ahead of where people thought they were going to be. I think the parallels are really, really apt. You know, they're prizing things like on-base percentage, smart at-bats, getting starters out of the game early, the opposing starters. And, you know, they also have a very good defense. And in some ways, they're like the A's and a lot of other teams the last few years who don't necessarily have large payrolls. The Giants do have, you know, obviously one of the larger payrolls. But they have so many guys who can play multiple positions. They can mix and match. I'm incredibly impressed with the bench and how Kapler uses his bench. So far, we've seen the one you know, the area where they have struggled from time to time is the bullpen. And as we're getting closer and closer to maybe teams starting to talk about trade deadline dealings, I think that's where they would have to look to upgrade. And I wouldn't rule out, you know, maybe adding another starter for some depth.
Well, it looks like Joe Maddon is putting a little Tony La Russa tricks today when you look at this lineup, having Dylan Bundy bat eighth and David Fletcher bat ninth. Do you really see any advantage of this?
I don't. I think it would be interesting to hear. David Fletcher is another player I really, really enjoy watching, magician with the bat. It's a little surprising, but, you know, there's usually a method to his madness. So, you know, maybe it's one of those, you know, the ninth place hitter winds up kind of maybe leading off innings more often than not. Who knows? So He certainly has had his share of games that he's managed in the National League, and I figure he's got to have some reason. But I was not on his call today, so did not get to ask him.
Well, look, it could be worse. He could have Jeff Fletcher hitting ninth. you know, who started our show today, Jeff from the Orange County Register. But, boy, Susan Slesser with us from the Chronicle. Nice to talk with you on this. It feels like Sunday, but the end of a long weekend. So there's a long way to go. I mean, 17-10 in May. We've talked about the bench, and the depth is so important because there will be injuries along the way. But, Susan, looking at the big picture of baseball, it's the end of May. There's a long way to go.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, that's why fans really can't take too much out of any one series. But there are trends that I do think, you know, potentially could indicate good things. You know, I think the Giants are showing that they are capable of sticking with the top teams. I'm not necessarily saying that they're a playoff team, but I think they are going to keep it interesting, which I think is more than a lot of people thought. A lot of people thought, you know, wow, if they could have a 500 season, that would be really good for the Giants. I think they're better than that. I do. And I think, you know, the Dodgers know that now. I think the Padres know it. They're, you know, nobody is going to take the Giants lightly at this point. Yeah, we have to look at the fact that the Bay Area has two really good teams right now. It's going to be a fun summer, I think. Certainly if this trend continues, but even not, I think, if not, I think it's going to be really interesting. As I said, the Giants have so many of the good elements, including the starting pitching and the defense, which goes so far in baseball. But I think what they decide to do at the deadline might be very interesting. And if it's not, that tells you a lot about what they're thinking.
Susan, the power numbers are staggering. They have 75 home runs, 56 of them on the road, 19 at home, and only 21 games. Do you see this trend with this team? Do you think they're going to continue to hit like this? And now they're at home, so we'll see if the ball carries today.
Yeah, I mean, they've got power up and down the lineup and off the bench for sure. Some guys still haven't even really started. We haven't seen Yastrzemski's best yet. You know, I think he's just starting to show what he can do. You know, we've seen this sort of resurgence from Posey, Crawford, Longoria. If they can keep that up, this is certainly a team that can do it. You know, the nice thing about being back home, bigger park helps the pitchers. And sure, they're not going to hit as many home runs, but neither are the opponents. So, you know, that stuff balances out. But they're going to take it to teams on the road in the smaller parks because they have the ability to do that.
Susan, what have you seen from Cueto since he's come off the IL that you can share with us?
Just, you know, inconsistent. You know, he'll show real flashes. Before he went on the IL, he looked really good. Since he's come off, he has been erratic. And sometimes it's inning to inning. You know, he had a rough start to his last outing, almost seemed disinterested is not quite the right word, but he seemed like he wasn't quite, he didn't have it all together at points. You know, he was kind of running around aimlessly when he should have been backing up third or backing up the plate, and his stuff wasn't good. And then he got it together in the third inning, and from then on he was fine. He looked kind of locked in. He looked much better. So, you know, he really needs to get back to where he was. You know, we're not expecting him to win the Cy Young or be an all-star at this point in his career. But the Giants need him to be a good sort of solid number three, number four type starter. And that's how he was going before he landed on the IL. So, you know, he needs to get back to that for sure. Mm-hmm.
The defense has been playing outstanding, but the last three games, five errors in these games. You know, it's just a surprise to me, and it's a couple of these easy errors. But what do you see? Do you think this team is going to come back? I mean, we know they got good gloves, but it's some of the simple errors that are causing more people on base.
Yeah, you know, I always feel like if a team makes errors in a win, it's almost like a, you know, it's like a gimme. I don't think it indicates any sort of bad trend. This is a really, really solid defensive team. Some of this is, you know, DeBon has been a little, you know, he makes one. He's been playing all over the field. You know, they've had him, you know, in center, second, short, third. So I'm gonna give that to him. You know, Crawford makes an error. He's as solid as they come. So I think it's not really indicative of anything to really worry about. And again, these have all come in wins. So, you know, get them out of the way then.
Well, they induce such soft contact anyway that, you know, that's where they could put anybody out there, but you're not going to catch everything. But the defense really has held up, and I think it's because of the pitching, because the pitching handles the hitters. But I'll ask you this. Who's the MVP of this thing? As we hit the one-third mark today, 54 games, 33 wins, my God. Who's the MVP of this team?
Well, it's easy to say Posey, and I can't see, you know, there's certainly a lot of contenders, right? And it's mostly the veteran guys. But the difference with the team between last year and this year, I think a lot of it is Posey. You know, his work behind the plate is superb, of course. And then the way he's swinging the bat, the confidence he brings, the leadership he brings. The other veterans, too, you know, Longoria and Crawford are just kind of a step behind. I think when it comes to that, but for me, Posey is the one making the difference. And this is, you know, when he's really playing two-thirds of the time, he is still having that kind of impact on the team, which is impressive.
Well, thanks for coming on, Susan. It's great to catch up with you. I always love talking ball with you. And enjoy the day, of course. We think about Memorial Day and what it means to so many. And I'll see you soon.
Thanks, Susan.
Absolutely. Thanks, guys, for having me, Al. I hope to join you again soon.
All right, that is Susan Slusser of the Chronicle. Boy, I'll tell you one thing. The numbers speak loudly, and the numbers the Giants have put up in this one-third have been absolutely fabulous. All right, we're going to go up to the booth next. More coming up on the Sports Leader.